From VOA Learning English, this is Everyday Grammar. This is the last in our four-part series on verb tenses. Make sure you see our episodes on progressive and perfect tenses before trying to learn the perfect progressive tenses. For English learners, the perfect progressive tenses can be scary, but they are more straightforward than you might think. When you talk about grammar, perfect means complete, and progressive means unfinished. Perfect progressive sentences focus on the completion of an action that is, was, or will be in progress. Think about this sentence in the past perfect progressive.
I had been waiting for 3 years by the time my application was approved.
In this example, the emphasis is on duration of the first verb, waiting. Perfect progressive tenses often answer the question, how long? There are three perfect progressive tenses. The present perfect progressive, the past perfect progressive, and the future perfect progressive.
Let's start with the present perfect progressive. You form the present perfect progressive by using have been or has been followed by an ing verb. For instance,
she has been sitting in class since early this morning.
The action, sitting, is continuing. But the emphasis is on the completed part of the action. Here are some more examples.
I have been waiting for 20 minutes. I have been studying since I was a child. It has been snowing all day long.
In all of these sentences, the emphasis is on how the finished activity relates to the present. A time reference is not required to use the present perfect progressive. Sometimes, we use it to refer to recently completed actions. Imagine your friend comes to your house with red, puffy eyes. You might say,
your eyes are red. Have you been crying?
Or you notice that a coworker is looking tanned. You might ask,
you look tanned. Have you been sunbathing?
Remember that stative verbs cannot be used in any progressive tense. A stative verb describes unchanging situations, often mental states such as realize, appear, and seem. You should not say,
I've been knowing you for a long time.
If you have a stative verb, use the present perfect.
I have known you for a long time.
Almost all native speakers will contract or shorten the pronoun that comes before have or has.
I have been
will sound like
I've been.
Expert grammarian and teacher Betty Azar tells English learners,
don't expect slow, careful pronunciation of helping verbs in normal conversation. Let us move on to the past perfect progressive. The past perfect progressive emphasizes the duration of a past action before another action happened. For example,
I had been smoking for 10 years before I quit.
You form the past perfect progressive by using had been followed by an ing verb. Notice how the past perfect progressive often includes the adverbs for, and since, to express duration. You will also see the adverbs before, when, or by the time, used to introduce a second action. The second action uses the simple past tense. Here are some more examples.
I had been studying for 12 years by the time I graduated from high school. She had been living there since she was a child. He had been teaching for 12 years before he was certified.
The past perfect progressive can also describe a recently completed action. For instance,
my clothes were wet because it had been raining. He was talking loudly because he had been drinking. We will end with the future perfect progressive. The future perfect progressive describes the duration of an action as it relates to a future event. There are two ways to form the future perfect progressive. Both require two actions. One is by using will have been plus a present participle, followed by when or by the time and the second action. For example,
I will have been working for 35 years by the time I retire.
Notice that the second planned action, retire, is in the simple present. The simple future is never used with the second action. The other way to form the future perfect progressive is using be plus going to have been, plus a present participle followed by when or by the time and the second action. The order of the actions can be reversed with either form. For example,
by the time the plane arrives, I am going to have been waiting for 5 hours.
With the future perfect progressive, it is not always clear if the ing verb started in the past or will start in the future. For example,
the doctor will have been working for 24 hours by the time his shift is finished.
The future perfect progressive is rare because it is difficult to know the duration of an activity relative to another future event. And those are the three perfect progressive tenses in English. We have been talking about verb tenses for several weeks now. It is time to move on to other topics. We will leave you with a present perfect progressive song by the music band Foreigner. Been listening to Everyday Grammar on VOA Learning English. I'm John Russell.
And I'm Jill Robbins. Now it's your turn. What do you think is the hardest verb tense of the ones you've studied? Write to us in the comments section or on our Facebook page.